A country devastated. 2 months after unprecedented monsoon rains caused a lot of damage across much of Pakistan, roads, homes and businesses remain underwater in some areas. July's floods affected 33 million people across the country. More than 1,700 people died. But for those who survived, it's been an absolute struggle. Thousands of people are living in makeshift camps with no health facilities, and there's a lack of clean water and food.
Since we arrived in these tents, we haven't received much from the government. We don't know where the aid is going. We barely get food once a day, and if we do, it's a fight. Everyone is pushing each other to get just one piece of bread to survive.
The National Nutrition Survey says 1.6 million children are in need of urgent treatment for acute malnutrition, especially in the worst affected areas of Sindh and Balochistan. And the United Nations reports that more than 6 million people no longer have clean sanitation or toilet facilities. Waterborne illnesses, skin conditions and respiratory infections are spreading fast.
We are now homeless and in the middle of nowhere. Our houses were swept away. Diseases have attacked us because we're all standing in the water. Every child, woman, young and old person I know is suffering from either diarrhea, malaria or stomach problems, and there's no medical care.
Pakistan's government says it's run out of money and it's desperately appealing for help. It's trying to secure loans, but there seems to be donor fatigue. Earlier this month, the UN revised its aid appeal from $160 million to $816. UNICEF says it's only received 13% of the money it's trying to raise. The historic flooding caused around $40 billion in damages. Cash-strapped Pakistan was already facing a serious financial crisis before the heavy monsoon rains, and it hopes it can raise more money at next month's UN climate conference in Egypt. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera.